Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I love MBS. I've always enjoyed playing with him. He's one of my favorite teammates of all time. He is a really special guy, and I think MBS can still really play. You saw last year when he was in New Orleans, he had opportunities. He had a lot of big touchdowns. He can still run. I think MBS wants to be on an active roster. So if there wasn't an opportunity here for that, then I guess he's waiting for something else. But I don't fault him. I love MBS. And whether he's here or somewhere else, I'm always pulling for him.
15-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Low of 38 tonight. Aaron Rodgers, the day after the Steelers beat the Colts and improved to 5-3. Talking about the guy the Steelers just signed. His former teammate in Green Bay, wide receiver Marquez Valdez-Scantling. I think a lot of Steelers fans are hearing me say that right now and are like, wait, didn't we already do that? Yeah, it was reported last week. And then the Steelers had bigger injuries on defense and had to sign and trade for Kyle Duggar. And I think this got put on the back burner, or at least they made Valdez-Scantling feel like he was not that big of a priority because he didn't want to sign someplace unless he was added to the 53-man roster, was everybody's understanding of things. Well, in the last 20 minutes, he has signed with the Steelers. And apparently now the practice squad is good enough because that's where he's headed. And the guy who loses his spot on the practice squad is Beanie Bishop. So we just literally had a guy call in and ask about both of these guys. And there you go. Beanie Bishop, who was most famous for what he did against Aaron Rodgers last year with the two interceptions in the Jets game, more famous than when he went over to the pit facility and wiped his cleats on the logo. That ticked a lot of people off.
What if we found out that the pit thing, because of Art Rooney, he's like, we value Pitt as a partner. And even though they chew up our field, we weren't going to stand for that level of disrespect. With Valdez-Scantling signed, now the Steelers, I don't know how many people know this one. I feel like you've probably said it. He is, despite what people might not know about him, the active career leader.
In yards per catch?
One full yard ahead, which is a decent amount. Then number two, care to guess?
Tyreek Hill?
George Pickens.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Now the Steelers in these walls have two of the top 10 active yards per catch guys in the entire NFL. Metcalf is eighth.
Yeah. Well, this is the first Aaron Rodgers-inspired move the Steelers have made.
He's fast. He runs real fast. He takes the top off the defense.
Well, he did those things.
Yes, that is the book on him is when he's right, maybe at 31.
What were his numbers in San Francisco this year when he played? Do you have
four
those
big
up?
Catches on eight targets for 40 yards. Last year for the two teams he played for, primarily the Saints.
Saints, he was really good.
17 catches, 385 yards and four touchdowns. Just about one out of every four catches was a tutty.
And how many games?
Eight. 30. He caught half his targets, basically, and was catching them for 22.5 yards a pop. I don't even know what else you really need to say. He had two drops with the Saints. That is a, that's like career average drop percentage.
For him or for the
league?
For him.
It was 5.7% of his, passes were dropped. But they had success when they hurled the ball downfield to him.
The NFL trade deadline is at this time tomorrow. So you're going to want to be listening to us throughout the day tomorrow to see. And now, I mean, something could happen. There's only two teams playing tonight. No one's practicing. So it gives GMs time to talk. And we already had the Jalen Phillips trade today. The Dolphins edge rusher went from Miami to Philadelphia.
Dallas loses tonight. You got to imagine they're going to start shopping people. If they're smart, they'll be 3-5-1 if they lose.
Well, the Steelers can't trade back Pickens because of that arcane rule that says
Pickens could get dealt to another AFC team that needs a receiver. Like, I don't know. Do you think the Buffalo Bills would be interested at least in
now
the
that Jerry
Pickens
Jones
experience?
Cares more about those gas rights than he does his defense? He
would
might.
The New England Patriots like to trouble themselves with a George Pickens to add to that?
Well, you would love
core?
That because you think if Pickens goes to one of those teams, he would eat it from the inside out and ruin the morale and chemistry of
the team. Well, I think Vrabel, I don't think Pickens is quote-unquote controllable, but I think strong head coach coupled with, very crucially here, quarterback that gets him the ball is generally a recipe for George Pickens being a happy camper.
David Todd, who was last seen having erudite discussions with Mike Tomlin at press conferences about very specific down in distance and time situations in games.
Oh, and Mike
and
loved
getting
that.
On Mike's nerves.
When Mike saw that hand go up, he just, a big smile would cross his face. He just loved a good David Todd clock management question.
Saying on Twitter that this now rules out a Steelers wide receiver trade, bringing Marquez Valdez-Scantling to the practice squad. We just heard Aaron Rodgers say very kind things and supportive things of Marquez Valdez-Scantling, who's 31 and frankly has not been a good number two wide receiver for the better part of 3 or 4 years. I would like to think that this Steelers team, which just scored a win, that reinserts itself into the conversation, especially given how everything else in the AFC went this weekend, I would like to think that this is not what they think is doing right or doing enough to solve this 2-year-long hole that is finding a good complementary wide receiver on their roster. Merely signing a friend of Aaron Rodgers who can be a depth guy and a body for you. That's what he is.
In a perfect world, if they sign, they bring him in. Let's say they trade for Jacoby Myers tomorrow.
Yep.
Then it would go Metcalf, Myers. I would still think Austin 3. And then Valdez-Scantling's your wide receiver 4, wouldn't you? Like, in theory. Skoranek or situationally, Skoranek might be out there.
Well, Skoranek has to be on your active roster because of his special teams.
Right, so he's wide receiver 5.
So he's, but what I'm saying is that you have to account for who's going to play on game day, and he's got to be out there. So Skoranek, Austin, and Metcalf.
If they traded for a guy like Myers is what I'm
there's
saying.
Four.
There's four. And then
one more spot.
MVS would win out over Roman Wilson. In theory, if they act, brought them.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Apply, in-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Come up, put him on the act. He's signed to the squad, practice squad, right?
Yep.
Put him on the active roster and tell Roman Wilson you can try hurdling somebody else
next
time.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like that big picture.
For Roman Wilson?
For the Steelers, yeah. But I mean, after what he did yesterday, I know that might sound heavy-handed or draconian,
How
but...
How can you trust him?
I don't.
You work if you're the Steelers within very small margins, I think. And that's why...
Chris, that might explain why he signed today.
Right.
You know, obviously Aaron Rodgers talks to MVS, their friends, and he gave reporters, he told the world why he didn't sign initially. Okay, hey, we're not gonna add you to the active roster this very second, but we have a guy that is now on our you-know-what list because of something he did stupidly late in this game that didn't cost us the game, but in a close game it could have.
I don't think it's at all out of the realm of possibility. I think the YouTube commenters, from what I'm looking at right now, seem to agree with us. If Wilson doesn't fumble, I don't necessarily think that Valdez-Scantling gets signed today. I think if Wilson just runs ahead with that ball, gets tackled normally, I don't think there's any guarantee Valdez
Scantling's here. Right, because he's still
here.
In their good graces. He's still just looked at as a wide receiver that's on the up and up and someone that's getting better each week.
Okay, you got 6 yards, cool. Like, positive play. We can kick a field goal here probably if we need to.
Yeah, we're in our four-minute offense. We're not giving them a chance to even have a 1% opportunity of coming back and winning this game.
Jory Rand's taint, Roman Wilson's leap, sealed his fate, I think. If you can't trust JRT's analysis, whose can you trust?
I still don't think that this is... This can't be it. This can't be the only thing.
Well, the problem for them
they
do
between now and 4 o'clock
the problem
tomorrow.
With them for wide receiver help is supply is or demand is probably going to outstrip supply again. So who's definitely out there? Myers should be out there if they're being smart in Vegas. Both Saints receivers.
Calvin Ridley.
Okay, that's four.
With you can get out of his contract at the end of this year.
Okay, so Myers, Ridley, Olave, Shahid. Who else?
But the asking price on them is extremely high per NFL insiders.
On both Saints receivers?
Yes.
Well, Olave's, I can understand that. Shahid's is kind of, it's interesting that it's that high.
Yep. Waddle, probably not, because are they going to have an interim GM make that big of a trade? Maybe they will. I mean, they just traded Phillips. But I don't see the Steelers. Farabaugh tweeted this out. He got asked about this right after this MVS deal went down. And he said they're exploring a trade. I think they're going to be very tentative giving up anything significant given their QB uncertainty next year. Haven't wanted to move significant draft capital at all. Do you agree with that? I know you didn't before Sunday's game. Like, you didn't. Actually, yes, you did. You said in Judge Donnie that you would go for a wide receiver trade now and not worry about.
Is Judge Don, is the courtroom real life?
Well, we never had a conversation outside of it, so I'm just, that's the only thing I have to base my opinion on of how you feel about this. You argued then that it wouldn't make sense to hoard those draft picks for next year.
Yes, but I was making that argument against probably my real opinion.
So your real opinion is to hoard the draft picks.
But, hold on, this is going to be like multiple layers of this. That was a real opinion that was based on the idea that, much like Donnie thought, they were going to go in there and get pretty soundly beaten and
okay.
be 4-4 and
yes.
look dead in the water.
Yes.
Because this win was like a tourniquet, and I think their offense can play better than it did.
Okay.
I'm a little bit more open to the idea of, you know, depending on what the pick is, at least explore the space here.
What do you mean by that? By what the pick is?
Like, depending on what round of a pick you're going to have to give up to do this.
Okay, like, what do you mean? Talk more specifically about that, please.
I think, like, can I get somebody for a fourth or later? Can I get somebody
yeah,
useful?
Yeah, but it's going to be another Mike Williams type.
Can I get somebody useful then?
Probably for a second or a third.
You think Myers costs a second?
I mean, that's what the Raiders want for him, just based on what I'm reading, but I think they'll probably end up settling for a three.
How many threes do we actually think the Steelers will end up with next year?
Well, at least two, maybe three.
Oh, man. It's a very dicey little question, because if they have three of them, you'd feel a little better about using one.
Donnie, I'll just throw it at you.
Hold on,
I'm not done. Third for Myers?
Hold on, Don. I'll let you come into this with a full breadth of information. Normally I'd say, ew, that's a lot, but they did win yesterday, and yet they won with their offense looking really shoddy and suspect, so then that would strengthen the argument that you would want to use a third because you could really help this group with a wide receiver. Don?
Okay, you still didn't answer the question.
I think I would. Gun to my head, I think I would. So I guess third, art imitates yes. life in Judge Donnie.
Third for Myers? Absolutely.
Yeah. I would.
I'd probably give up a third for like Shahid.
I just think Myers is so
okay, I'm going to ask you a follow-up about that. Is part of that based on the fact that they're not hitting on third-round picks right now? Like, are you saying, oh, yeah, I can... A third-round pick's expendable because they just drafted Caleb Johnson and Roman Wilson in the third round. If their last
They also have an extra one.
I know that. I know that. Because of Pickens. So it's more about having two than it is about past third-round pick failures.
Yeah, if I was weighing what went behind that, yeah, I would say it's because they do have one that they can, oddly enough, use for a wide receiver, one that they got for a wide receiver. But also there has to be a little bit of the thinking of, well, you know, who can that third-round pick be? Could it be a star player? Yeah, it could be. I know Herbig was a fourth-rounder, but it could be somebody like him. It could also be somebody that we barely see on Sundays.
But I think Faribault is alluding to the idea, we talked about it for months in the offseason, that the draft in Pittsburgh is such a big deal, and they do need a quarterback, and they're not going to take their next franchise guy in the third round. But shoot, if they have to move up two spots or three spots to get
him. Third-rounders are pretty useful
yeah,
in that department.
And I think that's what he's talking about. But I'm not committed or I'm not like sold on drafting a quarterback in April. I'll cross that bridge when I get there. So I would do it. I would trade a third round pick for Myers. I think that's expensive. I also think if you trade a third for him, you're probably thinking unless it's an unmitigated disaster, you're probably going to keep him, right? And you're going to sign him to an extension?
My intention would be to sign the guy.
Well, because he slots in as the kind of player who isn't going to command like crazy, crazy, crazy money. He's going to command, I would think, solid number two wide receiver money, which looks like what a year? 20?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.